Our desire here at the Shepherd's Pulpit is that the Word of God would strengthen your life, that it would encourage your heart. You know, when you study the Word of God day by day, when you get in it and read it day by day, it will fortify you. It will give you strength and courage, and that's what we pray. And would you pray with us as we labor in the Word of God and doctrine? I'd like for you to find your place, if possible, in Hebrews chapter number 3, as we look at a heart cry for revival. A heart cry for revival. We have the God of Habakkuk, but I don't know if we have any Habakkuks for God. We have the God of David, but I don't know if we have any Davids for God. You know what I mean? Habakkuk was quite a struggler. He was quite a wrestler. He fought. He got in the ring with God and fought. He wouldn't give up. He was persistent, steadfast. And that's what we need. And we'll have that if we have a burden. If you look back in Habakkuk chapter number 1, he had a burden. He had something strong upon him. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. And that burden runs through conversations that he has with God in chapter 1, 2, and now in 3, he prays to God upon Shigionoph. Oh Lord, I've heard thy speech and was afraid, but is understood. But is not in your King James Bible, but it's understood. Oh Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Oh Lord, or but, O Lord, he's saying, I heard what you told me, but I still want my people to be revived. In the midst of the years, in the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. It's a heart cry for revival that starts with a burden. The burden for revival. There's a little word, Shigionoph. Shigionoph. Try saying that right now. Shigionoph. The word Shigionoph is an expression of strong emotion. It means that the prophet came with a heart so burdened and so broken that he could not go anywhere and do anything until he got with God. We must get to the place of desperation where we can't do anything or go anywhere until we get with God. We must pray and seek God's face. And we must say, we're turning completely to God. We're desperate. Oh, until we pray like the prophet Habakkuk, we must become completely desperate. More and more, I'm disturbed with my own heart that I'm not as concerned as I ought to be, that I'm not as bothered as I ought to be. I should be more troubled for my life, for my life, for my prayer life, for my heart to be warmer than it is. I'm troubled when I read from Paul and I read from Habakkuk and I read the Psalms. Is my heart as warm as these prophets' hearts were warm? Am I as committed as Jeremiah and I as Isaiah? Many of us talk about revival. We talk about past revivals. We talk about having a revival. But we must stop talking about it everywhere we go, and we must do something about it. So a revival comes down from heaven. I realize that. But are we seeking heaven for revival? Are we believing God to send it? We must ask God first and foremost, give me a burden for revival, a burden for it. Now the basis of revival, and we'll close the broadcast. The basis of revival. Oh Lord, I've heard thy speech and was afraid. What's the basis of revival? What's the foundation of revival? Something has to happen in people's hearts. Something has to happen in their in their mind. Something has to grab them. Something has to get them. You ever realize that? You ever think about that? What's going to awaken people? What's going to stir people? What's going to jar people a little bit? I thought about grabbing this mic and shaking it, but that'd make quite a ruckus, wouldn't it? You'd hear it. Oh, it sounds terrible. God needs to shake the mic of our life. He needs to shake our hearts. He needs to stir up our circumstances and awaken us. That's what's going to bring revival. So that has nothing to do with what the text says. Oh, no, you're so wrong. Let's read it again. Oh, Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. A revival begins with God. A revival begins with the fear of God. We want a revival, but not the revival that God wants us to have. We want shouting and praising God, and I'm all for that. If you come into any church service with me and it gets good, brother, I'm gonna rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm gonna shout, and I might even squeal like a pig. And I'm gonna sing with a smile on my face. I want nothing to do with despondency. But when revival comes, there's gonna be the fear of God. Why? Because Habakkuk heard God's speech and was afraid. Verse 2. The Bible says in Romans 3 and verse 18, there is no fear of God before their eyes. There must be a fear of God before there's any revival. This is the basis of revival. The fear of God is going to stir men's hearts. The fear of God is going to stir the church. But where does the fear of God come from? Wonderful, wonderful worship. Beautiful singing. Great programs. A better pastor. No, beloved. No. It comes from the word of the living God on fire, working, stirring, challenging, rebuking, reproving. Where is that in our country? Where is that in our pulpits? Where are the men that will preach the Word of God? Everybody wants to get right up next to the line with the Word of God. But I mean, take that Word of God and pass the line. So, what do you mean? Go past the line. If you don't feel comfortable saying it and you're fearful to say it anyways if it's in the book, and cross the line and be bold. As the righteous ought to be. The righteous are bold as a lion. And there's no fear of God because the word of God is neglected. The word of God is hampered. It's hindered. When the prophet heard from heaven, he was afraid. When the prophet heard the speech from God, he was afraid. And he said, oh Lord, revive thy work. How about you? How about you? How are you going to have revival in your life? You better hear the Word of God. You better read it yourself. Listen to it preached by great men of God. Listen to it taught. Be faithful to church. Get the Word of God in your life, and it'll change you. And you'll start praying for revival in your own life. You'll start praying for revival in your family and in your church. Oh, I pray. As we read Habakkuk, that God will stir our hearts to seek His face for revival. Oh, Lord Jesus, give us awakening. Give us revival by Thy grace and for Thy glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.